Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host, and I'm with Cody Thompson, my co-host.
That's right. And rare chance when we're just the two of us are in the room. There's no Tracy and there's no Matt. So it's just us. This could go off the rails pretty quickly.
And probably will.
We didn't get Suck in the title though. So we whiffed on that one.
That's right. What is the title, Cody?
The title is Slowing Down to Go Fast.
Right. And this is a saying that comes from the world of race car driving. And recently, one of my sons and one of the employees here has gotten really into F1, Formula One racing in Europe. And I never watched it growing up, but it's amazing to me. I mean, these cars go so fast. It's nuts. They come to almost a complete stop when they go into a turn. Hmm. And it's the concept. Race car drivers will say, if you don't slow down going into a turn, you cannot accelerate coming out of it.
Yep.
And too many people in work have what we call the adrenaline addiction, where they can't slow down. They're always trying to go as fast as they can. And in race car driving, that means they're spinning out going into the turns, or they're not stable. And so they can't accelerate coming out of it. And the reason why we're talking about this today is because this is our last podcast before Christmas and before the winter break for a lot of people that are going to be taking vacation. And this is a time to slow down. But it's not just to slow down. It's just to slow down so that when you come back to work, you can come back with greater clarity and greater intentionality and really get more done faster. And we want to talk about why that's so important, especially this year, and how easy it is to lose the opportunity that's coming for all of us, which is to really take stock.
Right. I love that because, you know, there's wisdom in it, and that wisdom can be applied to you personally. You know, you slow down to go fast. You have to take some time to your business, to your team, to your strategy. And I think, I mean, the experience that I've had and the people in our sphere, there is this tendency to want to just white knuckle it. You know, it's like, you know, I've heard this thing, you know, a lot of people that are on social media and otherwise saying like, hey, let's give the middle finger to 2020. And it's like, no, the calendar is going to change to 2021. It doesn't mean we get a fresh start. You know, like we have to be intentional about this time, especially towards the end of the year, to do what you said, slow down so that we can accelerate through the turn and kind of know where we're planned for where we're headed.
And, you know, even if what's changing in society is not something you like and it's not something good, and that's understandable, you still have to decide what to do. And Viktor Frankl was the guy who was in Auschwitz and Dachau. I think he was in both, who they did everything. He had the worst situation in the world, but one of the things he said that got him through it was, he said, I always had the ability to choose my response. Mm-hmm. And this is a really important time for people to go, okay, what's going on around me? What situation of the world right now? What's going to happen going forward? Whatever it is, let me think about that, pray about it, and really think about how I'm going to respond.
Right.
My wife, I remember years ago, got let go from a job because she had the chicken pox, and she was 27. We had not had kids yet. And it's really serious, as it turns out, to get the chicken pox when you're an adult. Mm. And so she was going to have to be out of work for a month, and they fired her. They didn't fire her. They laid her off, which was totally crazy. But she had 3.5 weeks to ponder what to do and to take stock. And it was as a result of that, she launched her own business, which changed our family and changed her world. It was because she had the opportunity to slow down that she made the right decisions. Mm-hmm. And this time of year is a great time to slow down and say, where am I? Who am I? How am I going to live my life, run my business, manage my people, run my family?
Yep. Well, and I love that. I like what you said about it being a time of year, because I think that there's something like natural law oriented around this. You know, like there's a reason that we have seasons, you know, and while this, you know, the New Year's resolution and all those sort of things sort of come at this turn of the calendar, almost all of our lives have been marked by seasons, and not just, you know, fall, winter, but like, that's one of the hard transitions coming out of college and going into the workplace, is because you had a semester. And then after your semester, you get an opportunity to sit back and take stock and go, okay, what are my classes? What's my plan for this next semester? And then you get thrust into the working world, and those opportunities get fewer and far between,
right?
You know, the built-in ones. And so it is really important at the end of a year, especially the end of a year like this one, where people are feeling frantic, where it does feel like we're barely hanging on, where it feels like, let's just get to the finish line. You have to have a different mentality and say, how do I intentionally slow down? How do I choose my response to this? And like you said, the Viktor Frankl example is not let the circumstances dictate what my next move is.
But know that you have choices. Mm-hmm. Even for him, they were very limited, but that's what got him through.
Right.
So this is the time to actually indulge your curiosities about what could I do here? What should I do here? And rather than just say, okay, this is the time for vacation. We talked about this in another podcast, and you're just going to go stop working and forget about it. Take this time to talk to people you admire. Take this time to really think about what's going on and use it to get ready to go faster in whatever direction you choose.
Yeah.
And that's really important. Vacation, this slow down time, is really a pivot time. Mm-hmm. And the pivots that we're making these days, man, Cody, when we were doing podcasts 9 months ago, we thought it was like literally a short little pivot.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what's going to happen with the economy and society going forward, but I do know we have to figure it out and make our best guess at what to do.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, not that long ago we did a podcast, The Power of Nothing, where we talked about silence and like how important it is to even take 5 minutes at the beginning of your day. And you and I are both ENFPs and not particularly good at discipline. So the 3 or 4 days that we did that, but that's like a little microcosm of what good comes of this. Those days and those moments where you can just sit down, really clear your head and do some wondering, like, and pondering, will set you up to accelerate through the corner, you know, like to accelerate through the turn. And too often you think like, oh, I can't take my foot off the pedal. I can't grind to the halt because everything's going to derail.
Yeah.
But that's the very thing that's going to allow you to accelerate.
And you know, this year for a lot of people, there's going to be a lot less travel and a lot less, you know, the holiday is going to be different. And do not let yourself get caught up in it being always frantic, because there's people to find time to go off by yourself or to find that key person, you know, that you can brainstorm with and say, I need some help in figuring out what I should do next.
Yeah. And not to superimpose, you know, we always talk about working genius, but this, a person that has wonder, a person that actually can like is naturally good at and loves sitting back and pondering, like tapping into those people and
or trying a person with invention.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me tell you all about what I'm great at or what I'm doing at my office. Do you have some ideas about how we could do it differently, given that things are changing?
Yeah. And we're having these conversations here. I mean, it's funny because when COVID happened, we talked about one of our thematic goals was around table group version 4. And we went back to like 4 different iterations or timelines in our 23-year history where we were like, this is a demarcation line of when things changed.
Yep.
We started talking about that. We're actually talking about table group version 5 right now. This is only 9 months later. So we had 3, 4 versions in 23 years. And we think that there's 2 versions, that one version 9 months ago and another one coming up next quarter, essentially.
And more often than people realize, companies look back and say, really difficult things happened. And that gave us the impetus and the opportunity to do something great.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between one person who gets overwhelmed by a crisis or a difficult situation and another is oftentimes that they slow down to really think about what opportunities are being presented to them.
Yeah. And as it relates to our model, even, you know, like you've said, and we don't say this enough, but the first 2 questions in the critical questions are, why do you exist and how do you behave? And you say, those almost never change. In fact, if you change the question number 1, it's like you're launching a new company. And some of our slowdown moments have been like, are we adding something to that question number 1? Like, is our why do we exist the same? Because if it's not, we're going to do something dramatically different in the future. And so even as it relates to like our core methodology, this time that you sit back and say, what's going on? How do we react to the world and what's going on in the market? Are we still in the same business? You know, do we need to pivot and change? All of those conversations need to be had. And because that calendar is going to flip to 2021 and it's not going to be different. It's not going to be like, oh, hey, by the way, we're back. You know, that's not happening.
And you know, I think, Cody, as you were just saying that, I was thinking about what is it that makes it hard to do what we're talking about? Or better yet, what are the things that we need to be aware of that we don't slip into? And I think there's 3 things. There's denial. First of all, don't deny that things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you step back 10, 20, 50 years, you realize there's a lot going on right now, good or bad, that is changing. So denial is not a good thing. That leaves you feeling victimized by things as you start to realize. So take a really bold, sober look at things. Mm-hmm. Second, do not get bitter. It's so easy to get bitter, like this is so hard and why is this going on and this is not what I wanted. And look at it soberly and say, if I have to vent, I have to vent. But if I'm bitter, I'm going to make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. I was reading a book about maintaining your peace, and it said, don't make decisions, strategic decisions, when you're angry or afraid, which brings us to the next thing, which is, and don't be afraid. Mm. Fear, bitterness, and denial are three terrible things when the world is changing around you to let yourself fall into.
That's great. Yeah. I love the bitter thing is, there's a saying that I stole it from somebody else's grandpa, but I'll just attribute it to mine. But that bitterness is a poison you drink thinking the other person will die.
Right.
You know, and just the idea that if you're holding on to this, like this is unfair, this shouldn't be happening to me, that's only affecting you. You know? And like you, and then the last point around fear, like if we're going to enter into next year without being bold and without like with being strapped by fear, it's gonna be you're in for a world of hurt.
And not only does it not work out well for you, the experience of going through it is really bad. But that's not to say like being like a naive optimist, like there's no problems, everything's right. Fine. Being a sober-minded realist with hope and without bitterness and fear is what we want to do.
Yeah. It's interesting because I probably have had more conversations. I know that the collective emotional strain is so high in the world. Like, just you and me, the people in our sphere,
yeah.
So many people are so burdened that it's felt like this marathon with weights in our backpacks.
Oh my gosh.
And so people are
none
just
of us thought this would be going on still.
No. And you do have to take stock of this, recognize what's going on and recognize that, you know, you can't tell a anxious person like, don't be anxious. You know, it's like,
that's not
the solution. But part of the solution is soberly look at this and let's figure this out and let's make a plan and move forward and not in fear and not out of bitterness, but because the only thing we can control is how we respond
exactly.
And how we react.
And we see that with our clients and with businesses and families and individuals that go, yeah, I don't think this is fair what's happening, or I don't think this is true what's happening, or I don't think this is the way it should be handled, but I'm going to figure out how I'm going to respond to it mm-hmm. to make it the best for me and for the people around me. And there's something really healthy about that. And so that's what we want people to do. Now, what this comes down to, though, is be very intentional about carving out time and putting yourself in a situation, again, by yourself or with another person, with a whiteboard or a pad of paper, and really let yourself explore. You might need a wanderer or an inventor to help you do that. You might need your buddy that really gets you to do that, or your best friend. But don't let this time pass without taking advantage of the opportunity to slow down, to go faster and be intentional.
Yeah. And I'll add one last thing here that we've been talking about, because, you know, I think it's fun sometimes to tell stories about I think generally people who listen to this, like, we're great at all the things that you wrote in those books, you know, and, and that book Death by Meeting, where you lay out four different kinds of meetings. And the fourth kind is this quarterly offsite, you know, where this is built in for you to step back and look at your business and look at strategy and figure out, are we doing the right things? And we have been bad at that over COVID. Like, we haven't done one. And,
and
so it's been 9 months and we're feeling the pain of not having stopped and taken a step back.
We've been just trying to crank.
Yeah. And so we have some dates on the calendar in January, and it's so easy to want to go like, you know what? People are busy. This is going to be too hard to do with everything going on. You have to do it, you know? And so the encouragement as you wind down this year is just push to make sure that you slow down so that you can go fast and in your personal life, in your business, in your team.
You know, something too, when we think about New Year's resolutions, you should be thinking about them now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we wake up on New Year's Day and we go, what should it be this year? Because if you think about it now and you do what we're talking about and you say, hey, my business is going to pivot, or the way I live my life is, or how I'm going to run my family, or how I'm going to manage my department, you need to prepare for that moment when you come back, so that becomes the beginning.
Yeah.
Not that you lose the first 2 weeks.
No, I love that. I have a friend who is like a tenacious person, and he's doing this whole plan around strength coaches and stuff. But I was on a call with him the other day, and he's like, I prep my coffee at night, you know, because
I
know what I'm doing when I get up, you know, and it's that very thing. It's like, you have to lay the foundation so that when the calendar does, you know, this is a weird year. We're 2 weeks out, you know, like there's Christmas falls on in the middle of the week, and then you have the end of the year. And so people are going back on January 4th and going, you can't wake up on January 4th and say, what's the plan? You
right.
know, not personally and not in your business.
Right. And one last thing, we're just keeping it's, there's nothing wrong with thinking about work during this time. And if we block that out and come back to work on January 4th, we're going to get shocked. Mm-hmm. And I actually think it's a gift to be able to have carefree timelessness, not only with your friends and family, but with thinking about your career and your job and your company and your work. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we'll wrap that up there. We keep thinking of new things.
Yeah, wait, no, one more thing.
Anyway, so that's something to think about as we head into Christmas and the winter holidays. We have another episode coming up where we're going to talk about the working genius and your family next week.
Which is a great one around Christmas. I think that was fun. We just recorded that one.
Yes. So we will be talking to you again next week and then seeing you in the new year as well. So thanks for joining us. Have a Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday in the year. God bless.